The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
A catchy song.
Not as catchy as can be, Carl.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Man Up. Yes, we're live here in the studios. Perry Crummins, Ted Leidy, and Carl Bott.
And Ginger.
And Ginger. Yeah, Ginger's under the table.
Ginger the magic golden retriever.
There he is, under the table entertaining us here. Yeah. With the, she's got Buford's chew toy, and she is happy.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show today. Again, get toward the fourth Friday in April.
Man,
so we're aging this show a little bit, but, you know, we're back again. The boys are back in town.
Welcome out of the rain, right?
Has it been raining? Because we've been off the plane about 4 hours.
I thought you all got back in last night.
No.
I guess Linda misread something Lisa sent to her.
Yeah, we were in Pittsburgh this morning and just showed up here. That's where we got our plane out of West Virginia.
And we had to get out of Pittsburgh before the NFL draft happened.
Yeah, because it started today.
Yeah, at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, it was amazingly quiet in the airport. We were very surprised.
Really? Do you think everybody was, paying attention to that?
I think they got there early.
Yeah, they expected 750,000 people.
Where?
In downtown Pittsburgh.
For what?
The NFL draft.
What does 750,000 people in Pittsburgh do?
They're coming in.
They're coming in.
Got a big, huge stage set up. It's a festival. It's a big deal.
Do they do it in different cities each year?
Every year, yeah.
I'll be darned.
Boy, the NFL figured that out, too. I remember in the old days, it was just televised, but now it's live.
They got
the streets blocked off and vendors, and it's a big deal there.
Well, where you two been now? Because, you left me again. And so, you'd send me photos of you two sitting in front of turkeys, and I'm like, that's cruel.
We thought so too.
Hey, Carl, guess where we are?
That is not fair. So we've been in, we started in Virginia on the 13th. We left Reading on the 12th.
Yeah.
And we got in Virginia about 2:30 or 3 or something.
I think we landed at 1:10 a.m. Uh-huh. And we arrived at our buddy's house that was going hunting with us that morning at about 3 a.m.
Yeah, up at 4:30 and in the woods.
And that was in Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What part?
Warrington.
Right. Yeah, it's called.
Yeah.
It's Lewin and Dulles.
Yeah. It's the real world.
Well, you all were there when they decided to, on a vote of 50.1 to 49.9 to change the voting districts, and then a federal judge put a kibosh on that one.
Yeah, we were there. We saw the signs. It was a big deal. And everybody was talking about it. Yeah.
It was huge.
But all the signs where we were said no.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because where you were at, it's hunting territory.
Yep.
And
very rural.
And, because they're going to do, if this thing keeps going, it'll do just like they did here. They're going to split up all the rural land, and you're going to have, end of it's going to be in the big cities.
Yeah.
And there's going to be the ones that vote.
Oh, of course.
They're going to go from a 6-4 or 6-5 to a 10-1.
That's the whole idea behind sanctuary cities, right?
Yeah.
And that's how it works.
Yep.
Coming to a city near you if you don't look out.
However, the rest of Virginia
is beautiful.
One of the biggest moments, I don't have to talk to you, but Swalwell.
Oh, man.
When he self-destructed there. Somebody told me, who had been back in D.C., and he came back and about 10 days before this happened, or a week before it happened, he goes, hey, they're going after Swalwell hard. And I went, well, on what? I mean, he's done everything wrong. Nobody's touched. And he goes, oh, no, it's women.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh. And you know what? Within a week, boom, it hit, and he was gone.
Well,
and now the same guy told me that Steyer.
They're going after Steyer.
Well, they've got things on him, too.
Well, that's good, because he's not the guy you want there, if there's any chance at all.
Oh, no. I don't want any of them, really.
They want the last thing the Democrats want, truthfully, is a billionaire white man running in this, because they've got other people like Bacara that they'd really like to have
Well, they can run them.
Yeah.
They're part of the show. They do what they're told.
Anyway, that's what I was told.
Well, you know what, Carl?
And he was right the first time, so I'm listening to him.
Well, he's already talking about taking their money.
we've known Swalwell for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And are we evolving as a species to where we don't understand predatory behavior any longer? look at Gavin Newsom, Swalwell. I mean, they're all predators. You can just look at them and go, Adam Schiff, right? I mean, you can look at him and go, no, dude, you're taking advantage of the prey in our species.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So the hunting was great.
Most places. North Carolina kicked our butt.
Okay. Yeah, so where were you at in North Carolina?
Morganton.
Morganton. North Cackalacky.
We were in rural North Carolina. Rural.
Did you get into
We were in the places where they have the, it's a Confederate license plate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
True.
Yeah, did you get some North Carolina barbecue?
We did one night. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, the shredded barbecue with the vinegar sauce?
Yeah.
You had that?
Mm-hmm.
And some sweet potato mash. And they talk about something called liver mash that we stayed away from it.
Did you get any, what is that stew?
Possum?
No, there's a stew. There's a stew they make out of, they used to make it out of rabbit and possum probably, but Brunswick stew. Did you get any of that? They didn't offer that to you?
Oh, well, you know.
They would have offered us lots of stuff, but we stay in the woods till before dark, before the sun comes up, way after the sun goes down.
Did you get turkeys there?
We got one there.
You got one? Yeah, Perry got one.
Yeah.
I didn't get one.
And it took right down
to
the wire.
Did you hit it with the car?
No. Oh. Hit it in the head, but not with the car.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we went right down to the wire with that North Carolina thing. I mean, so bad that I had to go into extra innings. Perry was waiting on me in the car while I was working it.
we were loaded and ready to head to Kentucky.
And I still got shut out.
Yeah. So, what happened in Kentucky? Is that those photos I saw today from Kentucky?
Could have been. Kentucky
no,
was
those
really...
are from, those are from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So Kentucky, then West Virginia.
Yeah.
And then to Pittsburgh, you come home.
Yep.
And you got back to that.
Kentucky was probably the prettiest place we went, I think. It was all beautiful back there. Don't get me wrong. It is.
I liked West Virginia. Yeah. You know when you hear John Denver sing "Take Me Home, Country Roads"? That's exactly how it feels in West Virginia.
Yeah. West by God, Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is serious. And they're serious about their state. And their freedom.
Oh, yeah.
They are a freedom-loving group.
Yeah, West Virginia. West Virginia has always thought for itself. You know, it was part of Virginia until the Civil War. Then it split off. That part of Virginia went for the Union.
Yeah.
But they're tough people there.
They're tough. Coal miners, real nice.
Coal miners. And
well, real nice.
We actually saw that the town where we went there.
In what part of West Virginia were you?
What was that little town?
Buckhannon.
Buckhannon, West Virginia, is where they actually built buildings, apartments, everything for the crews for the pipeline.
Yeah.
They were satelliting out of there, basing out of there to build the pipeline, and they had all their stuff stored there.
Yeah. Which pipeline?
The one to North Dakota, the one that Biden shut down.
Oh, the Keystone.
The Keystone.
Yeah.
They were geared up. They built all the buildings, had everything in play.
Looked like Army barracks.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're abandoned now.
Yeah, they got them shut down, and they had to figure out how to rent them to poor people now.
Good place to put homeless.
They don't have homeless back there. Not like we have anyways. You know.
I'm sure they have homeless.
It was 31 degrees there in West Virginia, you know.
We were gone for 11, 12 days. I think we saw a half dozen homeless people.
It's not a thing there.
Most of them were Morganton, North Carolina. We saw just a few there. And then did we see one in West Virginia?
We did.
I'm sure it has something to do with the weather and all that. You know, well, they may come back in during the summer.
It's pretty close to New York City. They're probably all there.
And we learned all sorts of new terms that they call people like halfbacks. There are people that go to Florida, they leave New York and go to Florida, and they decide they don't like it that much, and they come halfway back
to North Carolina.
They call them halfbacks.
Yeah, they don't like them. They don't like halfbacks in North Carolina.
I've never heard of that.
They complain about it.
Well, every time Mayor Mondami makes a speech, there's another 10,000 people.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And they're saying a lot of people, it's not just the rich, it's kind of like with California. You got a lot of the middle class are going, no, I'm not, it's too much.
Yeah, they've had it, big time. But we met some great people. Perry knew some of them before I didn't know them, but we sure had fun. It was good. Yeah. We hunted hard every single day.
Good.
It was hot in North Carolina, about 90. Got to 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a that great, shuts some turkeys down.
Yeah, so. It's a great way to establish long-term relationships all over the country.
Well, you ought to have them come on out here. We've got some really good
turkeys. Well, all these people have been out.
That's how I know them.
They came and hunted here with us to get their turkey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
It's all very reciprocal.
Okay, time to take a break. Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, Carl Bott. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back talking about what's happening around town here.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Reading for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Reading for one unforgettable night.
I'm going broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. streaming live at kcnrradio.com. And I'm sure when you two guys were back on the East Coast, you listened to us in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
you probably had those little earplugs in while you're turkey hunting.
Well, to tell you the truth, Carl, after about three or four mornings, we only had one eye open every morning anyways.
Look at that. Wait a minute. Okay, we have a golden retriever in here named Ginger, and she had just brought up Buford's toy and is sticking it in
she wants me to play tug of war
in Perry's face. Hey,
she's a good baby.
Three things happened here in the last couple of days. Today I just saw where Brian Barner is retiring after 34 years with the Reading Police.
Good for Brian Barner, man.
Yeah, and you know what? And we can all go back to that stupid decision the assistant city manager made, you know, when nobody was there. And the city council's gone, and I'm surprised that the assistant city manager isn't, and they did that thing about, you know, suspending him for, what, until the city council could get themselves together and put him back, you know, tell her to change that. But he has been. He's been good for our city. And, you know, best wishes to him. He's going to retire in September. So that gives him time.
Okay. Yeah, they can go find another one.
Congratulations.
And you know what? He's done his time.
Yeah. And two, I heard yesterday, or I heard this morning, I guess, and I just saw it in the paper, Maxwell's, right down, two doors down from us, three doors down from us, it's closing.
What a shame. You told me that.
It is. And I tell you what, they're closing end of the month, which gives me not a lot of time to get as many chicken wings down me as I can.
I'll tell you what, I mean, I go in there, because I don't take real TV, so a lot of times I'll go in there and watch the ball game.
Yeah.
And they have the best pizza in town.
Oh, my. Well, you know, you see parking around here. People are going down there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thursday is like half price pizza. And, but yeah, I'm sorry to hear that because the guys that own it are.
That's a
staple. Josh is a great guy.
That's a staple.
Yeah. And then the third one is, and this is an Army thing, that one of the people that were in on the raid on Maduro used the information to make bets. And won $410,000.
No.
He bet $30,000 and won $410,000. And the bet was, are American troops going to land in Nicaragua? Are they going to take Maduro? And by January 31st, he was in on the planning, according, it's alleged. It's alleged. Yeah, and I'll show you his name later. You may know him. Who knows?
Is he Nancy Pelosi's cousin?
No, he's a sergeant first class that was in on the plan and was on the mission.
He wasn't that chopper fighter, was he?
No, it wasn't the pilot. It was. I think it was one of.
That's kind of nuts.
It said special forces. So I mean, it could be anybody, but.
Well,
they've got him on like six different charges.
Sounds like a court martial.
They'll court martial him, but they won't do anything to Congress. they can make the same bet. It wouldn't do nothing to them.
No, they probably, that's probably true.
Of course it's
true. And because they are, you know, some of them are so adept at moving money around like that, they'll probably not get caught. Where
he's not. He probably did it on DraftKings.
He moved.
He probably did it on DraftKings.
No. It was another online site, but. He moved it into another place and then into another place. But it was,
how do you even establish a bet like that?
What he should have done.
It's the website.
It's in Vegas. You can bet on anything.
But I mean, he probably is the one that initiated that bet in the first place as far as what the
It was up there. I guess you could say that. You know, I don't know.
How else would they know to bet? I mean, I guess you're right. Vegas, they bet on.
I guess it could be somebody has
10 fingers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
those are three things that I thought.
What he should have done is he should have took the 30K. He should have started a corporation to help the homeless. Then he should have done is bet it from the corporation, right? They got to bust that corporate veil to get them.
Uh-huh.
The corporation should have made the bet. And then as soon as they won, right, then he should have started a campaign to run for Congress, put it all in a campaign, donated it.
But of course, this is a 501C that he started.
Yeah, of course, C3. Yeah, of course, 100%, man. 100%. That's how real outlaws do it.
Yep,
but he's the lowly enlisted swine like Ted, so you know.
No, I mean
he just said, "Man, I got a good deal going on here, man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna figure this out."
Well, you know, when they saw how much money, you know, what his mistake was, well, it was a couple of them, but what, his mistake was betting so much. And, you know, if he had bet less, he could have probably made, you know, 100,000, you know, 150, and nobody would have said it
was there a threshold.
His mistake was telling somebody.
Somebody knew.
He told somebody. That's what happened. If you don't tell anybody, how is he going to get in trouble? You know, they just paid the bet out and moved on. That's nothing for Vegas or wherever he made the bet.
Yeah. Okay. When he showed up to work in his Ferrari instead of his Jeep.
Right. He got an 87 Ford Ranger, right, that barely runs, and he shows up in his damn brand new Denali. Yeah, that's always a problem, especially for a SAR first class.
Well,
they'll Article 32 him, and then they'll go to court, and he'll cut a deal, and then he hopefully, as Sergeant First Class, he might have 20 years, so they might retire him.
They might. William Tarbo, our new city manager, was on the show this morning. I like this guy.
Really good.
And
that makes me happy.
I think, you know, coming in from the outside is a good idea a lot of times because, as you know, when you come up through
100%,
you know, you come up through a organization, you're successful in there, but you have a tendency to be in there for the organization and all that. So he's come in and he's bringing in this team that he's worked with several times. And as he said on the show, when you go back to archives today, he's like, you know, 99.9% that they're going to find redundancy isn't really bad, but duplication is. And that his whole thing is to make our city government lean and functional and moving forward.
Good.
So if you get a chance, listen to it. He comes across well.
I'm glad to hear that he's positive because I was curious.
He's very positive.
I was curious
very
how
positive.
It was going to work out, him coming from, you know,
well,
down south.
Yeah.
You know, the Dr. Nuke and his folks, they were left in a bucket of you know what. And you know what? I think they want to do what's right, but they're just kind of stuck. I mean, you know.
The bucket keeps getting fuller.
Right.
They do not have the expertise because that's not their job.
No, they're professionals in other walks of life.
Yeah, and they're all successful.
Right, 100%.
But this guy, he's taking a look at everything, and if you want to raise, you know, like rates or anything, like an electricity, he put a kibosh on that. And he says,
good.
Prove it. Show me.
Good for him.
Yeah, so it was very refreshing to hear him.
And
for our people out there now.
Someone that actually cares about the city, huh?
And he loves Renton. He really likes Renton because this is the kind of place he says you want to bring your kids up, you know, so much, you know, all these things. And he wants the community involved in the decision. He wants transparency. Yep. They're starting that auditing group with citizens and a budget group. And he says we got a lot of good people applying, you know, to be on those committees.
Well, we actually, when we're on the road, we have to introduce ourselves as from Northern California so we don't get punched in the stomach, you know.
Oh, yeah. But when they hear Northern California, do they kind of understand?
The way we overemphasize it, they do.
Yeah.
Because they think Northern California is San Francisco.
No, San Francisco thinks they're Northern California.
Well, they do too until you tell them, oh, no, not San Francisco.
Everything's
all around the San Francisco.
No, Northern California is north of the 42nd parallel. That's how it works.
Yeah. It's not even Sacramento.
No. Sacramento's out. Sacramento's a suburb of Stockton.
I'm not even
too
sure about Yuba. So, anyway.
Well, it was
refreshing to hear him speak. He's been here 2 months, and he hit the ground, and he's going for it.
Good. Makes me happy.
Yeah. It makes me really happy.
It makes me happy for my friends and family and for me and everybody else.
For all of us
that will be here.
Yeah. We need that because, you know, if you watch social media, they beat up the wrong people.
Yeah.
They beat up the wrong people who are just trying to do their best. They ignore the problem and go on from there. So I'm happy about that, and I look forward to meeting him, Carl.
Good. I'd really like you to. He needs to. Of course, you know, he's submerged in this stuff, and so we want to get him out in town and let people meet him. He's personable. He's a pretty tough guy. So,
well, when we come back after the break, I want to hear about the rodeo. What's the name of that?
Hey, we're ready to rock.
Hey, I can hardly wait. I see you got the stash going.
I do.
Hey, I had to shave mine off because I couldn't be seen with my junior varsity stash around you.
You tried so hard.
I tried hard, man. I tried for months.
Well,
Perry was there at the inception during whitetail deer hunt season in Idaho, and then I just stuck with it.
I know.
And it was the closest I ever got.
Well,
just did not have it.
The problem is that you let Ginger lick your face. Every time
the mustache is gone.
And half the you know, there's like half the mustache.
Food on it.
Yeah, half the mustache is gone at that point when she licks his face. Yeah. So, all right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Okay.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Redding politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Redding Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting ReddingPianoAngels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
At some point, somebody would smack Buford in the head because every so often.
one of my favorite songs ever.
Ooh.
Steve Earle, Copperhead Road.
Ooh. Hey,
speaking of Copperhead Road.
Welcome guys. Back to Man Up here with Ted Leidy, Perry Crummins, and Carl Bach.
And Ginger.
Ginger, the golden retriever who is
going
from each of us to with Buford's chew toy wanting us to play. Yep. Okay, yeah, I know you're back. Here, let me throw it.
Don't get her started, Carl. She just keep on bringing it back.
Just at the Red Bluff Roundup. Huge success out there. And that's fun. And then Reading Rodeo is going to be starting on the 13th. 13th to the 16th. Friday and Saturday already sold out.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So if you want tickets to the Reading Rodeo, go to readingrodeo.com for Wednesday and Thursday. And Wednesday night's Native American Appreciation Night, and you're going to see like a mini Stillwater powwow.
I love it. Because
they'll be dancing out there. Yeah. And we've got some of the world champions are going to be competing here in Reading because this is a good rodeo. They like the way they're treated. And it's kind of, they can make kind of a swing through here. So it's, I don't know, we might get the Wright brothers again. And, you know, who are kind of like the royalty of rodeo. Out of Utah.
It seems like there's always a couple that stop by here that are, you know.
They're all champions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is it brings a lot of money into Reading. It's like Coley Pro Nights, which is going on right now. With all the show and shines, and then, of course, the cruise tomorrow night. That brings a lot of money in.
Yeah, get down there early if you want to see it on the front row.
There's already seats out there. People have already started putting seats out there now.
More is better. We need more of them types of events, man. We had the Big Bike Weekend? That was great. In its heyday, that was a fun thing.
Yeah, it was.
It slowly but surely discombobulated itself.
Well, the city was not crazy about really supporting this heavy, because they didn't want 10,000 bikers coming into Reading.
They still don't know what fun is.
I know, and not realizing that 95%
they didn't realize how much money 10,000 bikers were spending.
And 95%
one motorcycle that cost $50,000, right?
97% are like doctors and lawyers and architects and tradesmen. They just come out for a good ride like that. So, it is at Sturgis.
Maybe we can get that started over again. Be good, but
you have to stay in town for that.
Oh, I will.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, if I remember correctly, I can't remember what time of year that was. When is
September.
Big Bike Weekend? It's September, yeah.
I actually,
when I retired from the Army and came here, they still had Big Bike Weekend in full swing.
Yeah.
And then it slowly but surely got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller.
Well, the people that organize things, they start getting a little bit older, and there's nobody that really comes in and takes places. So now, tell me.
Well, that'd be good.
Which
start a project?
You all brought turkey breast home.
No,
you didn't.
No, we donated them to every person that we hunted with.
I thought you.
It's really difficult to freeze them and bring them home. I've done it before. Don't get me wrong, but it's really difficult. So, we're doing the best we can to
make gestures for them. We brought presents home.
Yeah.
Before. Now. Yeah. Okay, for the people out there that say, "Gosh, how do you fix a wild turkey? To eat."
Ooh.
So give us a recipe or two here, because this is one of the things we talk about is cooking.
Man, there are so many different ways to do it. Yeah. I mean, you can
because usually we just breast them out in the field and bring that home.
And the legs, yeah.
Well,
sometimes legs, but here's the thing: if it's your last stop, not hard to get home because it's a fresh wild turkey, right? You can just put in your bags and haul it home.
Yeah.
Right. But when you're gone for 2 weeks and you knock a couple down on the first day, it's hard to haul them around for 2 weeks and try to, in a cooler, in a food line styrofoam cooler we bought, keep them frozen and keep them good. So the good thing about us is all the people we know love to eat wild turkey.
Okay.
And so they're like, oh, please give us those breasts. But you can do a lot of stuff with it. Perry, I'll let you go first and you can talk about your favorite thing you do with it.
Yeah. In the past, and I'll be honest with you, never try to cook the entire whole wild turkey. It's just too lean.
Yeah.
It's going to dry out. It's not going to taste good.
Yeah.
You're going to ruin it.
It's going to be dry.
So breast it and take the legs. Most people don't take the legs because they say they're tough. But honestly, the legs, what we do with them is about 6 or 8 hours in the crock pot, strip all the meat off, put
you
it back.
You strip all the meat off first and then put it in the crock pot.
No, you put the whole leg in. You half them because they don't fit in a crock pot hole, you know, the thigh and the leg. And then 6 or 8 hours till all the meat strips off. Pull the meat out, separate it from all the sinew, bone, everything else. Put the meat back in the crock pot. You get your, you go down to right here at Holiday. You get yourself a packet of tortilla soup mix, and you make tortilla soup. Add some cheese in it, maybe a drop of a couple jalapenos in there, and I mean it is really good.
Okay, all right. So there's the legs. You make you make a soup or stew out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Render it down the legs. Or we take and if I have enough of them, we strip them down and make homemade dog food out of them.
Okay. All right.
Farmer's dog style.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about the breast?
Perry and I ate an entire turkey one time by cubing it, making it into small cubes, and then getting Cajun.
Jambalaya mix.
And then battering them and deep frying them, because you know I love deep fried foods, onion rings, french fries, and then we ate them until we could not eat anymore. And that was the best way we ever, I mean, we did that in Louisiana, and let me tell you, we, turkey,
so you
Perry, myself,
them, deep fried them, and then,
just like chicken McNuggets.
You cooked them first in the Cajun, and then deep fried them?
No, we deep fried them.
Okay.
We rolled them in that flour. And then the Cajun mix, and then we deep fried them in camp.
Oh, okay. That's where you had your Cajun mix in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And back east, they don't cook it any other way than deep fried.
It's always deep fried.
Turkey tenders, that's it. And they have all sorts of different recipes with pickle juice and
beer batter. Ranch dressing, marinate them in ranch dressing first. Everyone's got their own ideas
But deep fry, they float them back there.
Yeah, and I'm telling you what, it is fantastic. It's like cheese curds or anything else deep fried. It's just good, man. Yeah. It's just plain old good.
What is it about deep fried that just attracts us? You know,
I think it is just the fat.
The cheese curds, when we were
just the fat in it, man.
When we were back in,
Wisconsin,
in Madison there, I mean, how many cheese curds did we eat?
Well, I was just there in February, and we decided that we were going to have early lunch and regular lunch. And early lunch was cheese curds and beer, and late lunch was cheese curds and hamburgers and beer every day.
Every day that we'd stop, any place, every place had their own cheese curds that they made. And so we'd cheese curd it out with ranch dressing.
We'd drive. We'd drive to where the best cheese curds were.
Yeah.
You could Google it, by the way.
Yeah.
Who has the best cheese curds in Wisconsin? And we would drive to them. You know Wendell. He don't play.
No.
Wendell does not play.
I remember when we had that lunch, and, you know, plus, you know, like 100 cheese curds apiece, plus all this food that we ate. And then on the way home, we stopped at this ice cream place.
We went there. That's called the Dairy Bar.
Whatever it was. And I said, no, I'm not going to have any. No, I'm not going to have any. I stood there and I went, okay, I'll have that shake. And then we got home and we're all kind of sitting there rubbing our stomachs going, oh, you know, maybe that was a mistake, the ice cream. But then Wendell, like an hour later, I swear to God, you know it's true.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, who wants Taco Bell? And he went out and spent like $200 on Taco Bell. Stuff.
Why do they call that comfort food? Because afterwards you can't move. I mean, it's like you're blown up.
It was. I mean, he came in with bags of Taco Bell.
I can't remember the name of that dairy bar.
No,
well, we went there twice.
Yeah,
we went there twice just in February.
Yeah,
I was only there a few days.
Well, everybody had to stop by there.
Dairy bar or something.
Something. But it was like, wow.
I'll tell you what, that is how you man up right there.
We manned up, and then we got out the next day and walked for miles and hunting pheasants and came back and just destroyed the next place we went to. Destroyed our insides.
But you know what? That's what it's all about right there.
Yeah.
Those types of memories. I mean, that had to be five. Well, it was 2022. So that was 5 years ago for us. We were there together.
And I went there for 2 years. And
that was fun. I never knew you're such a good beer pong player.
Well, you didn't know either, did you? I didn't know either. I think I remember I won one game.
Carl and I, because we're the old dudes, we were on a team, so we went to the championships.
Yep. Nice. Yeah, we did. And those guys were
We were surprised. But then we had the firefighter from
oh, my God.
In from Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, Frisco, Texas. And you know what they do. They play Pong.
All day.
All day. And this guy, it wasn't fair. It really was uncanny. He'd go pip, and that ping pong ball would go right into a cup.
Yeah.
A cup that you don't want him to hit. And it's like, oh my God.
Well, when you think about it, those firefighters, they're like being a soldier, right?
Yep.
They're
on call.
8.5 hours of nothing and then 15 minutes of sheer terror.
Yep.
Right?
There you go.
And then they start to eight hours of nothing again. And let me tell you, that guy was good at some beer pong. Yep. Of course, he was about 20. Oh, no, he's probably mid-30s.
Yeah, yep. eight hours is plenty of time to get good at most anything.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take another break here. Perry Crimmins, Ted Lighty, Carl Lott here on Man Up. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The future is here at Turtle Bay Museum with Popnology, an immersive and interactive experience by Stage 9 Exhibitions that brings science fiction and science fact together like never before. Step up to an exact replica of the DeLorean time machine. Compare 1980s technology to today's smartphones. Discover the story behind the Mars rover and much more. Perfect for all ages. On exhibit now at Turtle Bay Museum. Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Yeah,
that is some good tunes, right?
Yeah, David is the man.
Yeah,
we warmed him up this evening. He's in there sweating right now.
That's from Catoctin Creek.
Catoctin Creek. Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Leidy, Perry Crumans, Carl Bach, and it's our last segment here. The what do y'all got going here for the next?
Oh,
few weeks.
Man.
Are you leaving again?
I'm leaving on Monday.
Yeah, we have doing? A couple. We have some.
Where are you going to?
Arizona hunt.
What?
Turkey?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Haven't you all got? You've gotten every state though.
No, we're still working on it.
Halfway.
Are
maybe?
You ready?
We're both halfway.
Okay, so you're taking a turkey in every state except Alaska because they don't have turkeys.
Right.
But you've already got your Grand Slam or?
Oh yeah, World Slam. We did World a double Slam. World Slam in 22. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got all the hard states out of the way. We're just working on all of them.
How many different, when you say a slam, how many is that? Four?
Six for the World Slam, yeah.
Six for the World Slam. So that's every breed of turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And some of them are only in certain areas.
Oh, yeah. So, like the Florida turkey's only, the Osceola is only in Central Florida.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
So but we were in Hawaii that year. We had fun that year.
Yeah. I mean, you were hunting turkeys there. Oh, people don't realize it. You got turkey hunting. You've got deer hunting over there. And
it's good
stag,
hunting.
They have red stag sheep over there?
Axis deer.
Axis deer. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Turkeys, hogs.
So how many states do you have left? Oh. I thought you'd already been to Arizona.
Yeah, we're halfway.
Like 24. So 49 states.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, if you do 4, 5, 6 a year, it takes a while to add them up.
Yeah, think about that. We're talking 10, 15 years, but we've been at it. We've been at it 45 years apiece.
Yeah.
Because some states, some years we won't do any states. Some years we'll do one, or you'll pick three and only get one, right? This year we picked four and got three so far.
You've got to go back to that state now.
I've got to go back. Yeah. I've been to South Carolina twice. I'm going back to North Carolina because I got blanked. I've been to Georgia twice. Perry went to Louisiana twice.
South Carolina twice,
yeah.
So are you going back to Mexico?
No. Well, Perry
says no, but I say yes.
Perry's actually thinking about it. Ted says absolutely no.
After the last time when you all were stopped by the cartel and had guns pointed at you.
Yeah, no. It would have to be a hell of a deal. Like, they'd have to give me a piece of game away from me to go to Texas, and I'd consider it. But other than that, I'm not paying to go there, no.
I was thinking about just taking Pete Hicks, though.
Yeah, take Pete.
Take Pete. Okay. Well, no, there's okay.
No Mexico.
Cool April Nights is going on. A lot of the show and shines are happening. They're having parties at the show and shines, and then tomorrow, like we said, they have the big cruise. And they outlawed cruising in California back in like 20.
I remember it well.
2000.
I remember it well.
Maybe it was earlier than that.
But, I remember cruising in California.
Yeah. And then, but they've since taken that off. So it's not illegal to cruise.
Well, it's a city ordinance.
It's a city ordinance now. Yeah. So
they could bring it back, but you know what? If looking back now as a 60-year-old man, it was a problem. It was a problem.
Well, my senior year in Yakima, Washington, that's all we did on the weekends was cruise. And go from, start at the freezer, go down to the YMCA, come back, make a turn down Main Street, and go down to the Mel's Diner.
You got that blonde hair, blue eyes, you must have been trolling on Pine Street.
Oh yeah, we were down here every weekend.
It was a circle.
Okay, so what was the route? On Pine Street. Would you start down there by where the Holiday Market is?
Gold Street Liquors.
Yeah, okay. It's just the loop right here, Pine Street, Market Street, you know.
Pine Street, Market Street, by the EDD, right?
Yeah.
And then you turn there by the EDD and come straight down by by the Shack.
Yeah.
Right, and then straight across and then back over to Market Street. And straight on through. It was not very big. It felt huge when you were 17, but it was tiny, really.
Okay. All right.
Oh, it was so fun. All your friends. You know what? You met people from other schools. which was cool because, you know, yeah. I went to West Valley High School, so I was clear out in Cottonwood. But I got to meet folks from Perry School up there, you know, and there was a lot of kid stuff going on.
And, but kids do. Yeah.
Then you cruise till like 10 o'clock or whatever and then headed up behind what is the Mount Shasta Mall now, but the water tower up there where you used to have parties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Up where you live now.
Up by where I live, yeah, sure. That was all Manzanita Grove back then.
Yeah.
Full of dirt roads. You could just drive around forever.
Between their hilltop and on over to Dana Drive, that was nothing.
Well,
we'd cruise.
Use your fake ID to get into docks.
There'd be cops. There'd be cops there in Yakima, and around 10:30, 11 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights, they'd start peering. So everybody'd start, you know, going home at that point. Because you'd seen it, you know, you'd been at all the places. Everybody'd stop their cars and get out and get a freezer burger.
A freezer burger?
Yeah, it's called the freezer. And it's gone now. Yeah.
You know, but that was back when the cops had a lot of authority.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were afraid of the cops.
Oh, yeah.
Now they're not afraid of the cops. But we were afraid of the cops.
You're afraid of the cops because they wouldn't necessarily give you a ticket, but they would.
Scared.
Well, not only that, here in Reading, the cops would not give you a ticket. They would take you home to your parents. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah,
they did not play. So we respected them. And if someone got out of line, they did not play.
Nope.
Trust me, they did not play. So, you know, I mean, there's good or bad in the
whole
thing.
Can you imagine 1960s cop, you know, just transported to today?
He wouldn't last.
He wouldn't last. No, he'd be in jail.
Yeah. First broken arm, lawsuit.
Yep. Smacking somebody in the face.
First broken arm, lawsuit.
But I'll tell you what, crime would be down.
Oh, hey, we didn't have much crime. We didn't have much crime at all. We were scared to death of them.
Well, you know, that was the, Stephanie Bridget was on the other day, and she said, you know, they just had two murder cases come in within 30 minutes of each other, found guilty. And I said, well, gosh, that's kind of unusual. She goes, murders. And she goes, no, we probably average 10 a year in Redding.
10 a year proven.
Yeah.
That's
and most of them they catch. I mean, because it's people, you know, they know each other, that. But when you think about it, you think, well, 10 a year, and that's average. She says, yeah, some years would be less, others would be more.
Yep.
And I didn't think of it. But, yeah, there is. People out there shooting each other.
Yeah, that isn't in – I don't remember it being like that when I was a kid.
I don't either. And there were fights, but it wouldn't even fight with like baseball bats or knives or anything.
You wouldn't beat somebody to a pulp. You know, you just kind of subdue them and you won.
Well, and other people would step in. You know, okay, that's enough. You know, everybody. You know, you'd already done whatever you were going to do.
I remember when, and I can't recall her name, and I'm sorry about that, but. The woman on the river trail who was killed. Perry, remember her name?
They caught that guy.
Back in 93 or something.
Oh, 93.
Like that.
Oh, that was way
94.
Yeah, I do, and I can't remember.
But you remember it, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it was front page news for months while they looked for that guy. They did finally catch him, but it wasn't until about 5-10 years ago they caught him. I mean, he got away with it for all these years. But now, someone dies in the river trail? Doesn't even make, I mean, it makes the news for a day. Yeah. And then because of the 24-hour news cycle, we've kind of all forgotten about it. But a murder of an innocent person in Reading back in the 90s, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, every single day. And she died right here by the blackberry bushes right here, off these horse bridge, off the north side bridge.
Right
And they finally caught that guy. DNA'd
him. Hey, we have run out of time.
What?
And,
again.
Okay, now, Perry's business is
just for hunting.com.
He's a guide, and he'll take you out and put you on the animals. And Ted, Northern Firearms Instruction.
Absolutely. I teach two Thursday renewals right here in Reading.
Linda and I are going to go in and do ours. And we can, if things happen, that at my age, I can swear I was in fear of my life.
Absolutely.
I practice a lot laying on the ground and drawing. That way, if something happens, I fall on the ground and I can.
Now, you got to do not.
Just
fall.
Kidding.
Do not fall on the ground, Perry. At your age, you could break a hip.
That's right. Not me, though.
The chances of you coming back from breaking a hip, you know, are not great. Yeah. So yeah, don't do it.
For us three gentlemen, let your wife shoot.
Hey, everybody, have a great evening. Go out and enjoy. This is going to be great weather through Monday. So enjoy our super cool April nights. Get out there for the cruise and have a good evening. And God bless America.
God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.